You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
How would you feel if you found out that your kid spent Mother's Day weekend with the person that actually ended up breaking up your marriage? We don't know that she went. Hang on. Let's not put it out there. We don't know that she actually did go. It's time for the Talk Me Out of It update. If you don't know what this is where we check back in with people from last week to find out, did they actually go through with the idea that they called in originally to say, hey, I know this feels kind of crazy, but I don't know if I should go for this or not. Luckily, she called us back. Jess, where were we last week with Anonymous?
Anonymous was considering spending Mother's Day weekend with her dad and his new girlfriend instead of her mom. The issue is timing. Her dad and her mom split up after her dad had an affair with the woman that he currently is with, and it is very, very recent, and she wanted to go to New York with them because that's what they invited her to do instead of spending Mother's Day with her mom.
So did she do it? Did she not? Let's get her back on. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
We got you back on the voice disguiser. Did you go to New York?
I did not go.
Okay.
So Mother's Day was spent with your mother. Such an original idea. Why did you not go?
I just kept thinking about my mom all weekend. I just couldn't do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did that conversation go with your dad, or was it with his girlfriend?
She understood, but was like obviously disappointed.
Yeah.
It's a very tough position to be in, but I think that's why I was very frustrated with them for putting you in that position, because it's already difficult to be in. And then when there's unnecessary elements added, them wanting to take you to New York is one thing, but the fact that it was the first Mother's Day weekend since the affair and since the separation just felt like unnecessary issues for you to deal
with.
That's why I was really frustrated.
I mean, probably Mother's Day from here on out is probably off limits, to be honest with you. Like, it's probably not going to be good.
Did your mom even know about the trip, or did you not just say anything and you guys just spent it together?
No, I didn't say anything.
As you shouldn't, by the way. So, I mean, how do you feel about your decision? Do you feel like it was the right thing to do after everything kind of settled in?
I mean, like, she was really happy. Like, you could tell, it meant a lot to her that I was there.
Yeah, because you went to your brother's house? That was the plan?
Yeah, for brunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of me feels like I made the right decision. But if I'm, like, 100% honest, I was kind of thinking about New York the whole weekend. Like, I was just picturing everything I could have been doing.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of evil, but I was a little disappointed. And now I'm like stuck feeling like I did the right thing, but my dad's girlfriend keeps sending me pictures, and I just kind of feel like I missed out on something I've always wanted.
That's weird. Why is she doing that? Like, what's the point of that, though? It's really unnecessary for her to be like, this is what you could have been doing with me.
I mean, I think disappointment's a normal feeling to have, though. I mean, you're allowed to do the right thing and feel disappointed, right? Like, that's normal. I think if you went on this trip, you would have felt like absolute S-H-I word. You know what I mean?
That feeling probably would have been heavier.
Honestly, I really do think you would have felt anxious if your mom would have called you or FaceTimed you. The whole time, I think you would have felt on edge. I don't think you would have had a good time. The more I think about it, I don't think you would have had the time you think you would have had on this trip. So you got to think about it that way, too. I think you're kind of building the idea of this trip in your head versus what it actually would have been like. And I think that you would have kind of felt like icky, you know, like it's Mother's Day. So you got to think about it that way, too.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'll ever get the chance again.
You will.
It just wasn't the right timing.
She got money. she'll get more points or whatever the hotel thing was.
Maybe they can take you on, I don't know, Father's Day weekend.
I don't think it was malicious. Do you think it was malicious?
100%.
You think it was? You think she purposely wanted to take her on Mother's Day weekend?
It's insensitive.
Do you feel like it was malicious, Anonymous? Do you feel like she would literally was like, hey, come with me on Mother's Day weekend because I don't want you to be with your mom, honestly?
I don't think it was.
Okay.
if it was, it would kind of change my perception of her, for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling back with the update. Let it sink in. I think, you know, you did the right thing. And you will get to New York. You will.
You will. You and it'll be on your terms. Yeah. And it'll be at a trip that it doesn't have strings attached. And you'll genuinely enjoy it. And it'll be for you.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And thank you for the update. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.